OK， 随便。
我本来要想讲中文，但是我看到AGSD 的学生在我们当中，所以我会用英文。
I'm planning to use Chinese, but because I saw the AGSD's people, so I would use English.
I was hoping that all the AGSD students will be here, and we thank God for our chapel.
我盼望那个 AGSD 的同学都能够参加。
This morning, I'd like to share with you a topic that all of us perhaps are familiar: be God's servant.
今天的主题就是做主的门徒。
I think all of you know that as we walk into our school, you'll see a sign written there, equipping God's workers with God's word for God's work.
我们一进到飞圣这个大行政楼，就会看到这个标志嘛，就是说要一起讲装。做
扎根主道，
扎根主道，做成主工，谢谢。
Aside from the www that we would like to portray, the new www.
除了我们要发展这个，好像标题啊，用这个英文字的 www。
最主要呢we really like to
不是EEE吗
we really want BSOB student to be a servant of our God.
哦，我们真的希望同学成为主的仆人。哦，就是因为 worker 啊，这个 www 在那个啊。
我们也盼望大家真的是we really like you to know God's word, be equipped with God's word.
我们真的希望大家能够扎根在主的话，被装备啊。
Let's bottom once again in word prayer.
再次一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this time that we can gather here. May you anoint two of your servants that we shall speak your word. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Dr. Joseph Tong has just come through here.
我们的唐崇怀刚刚从我们当中经过。
One time, as he go to the airport to fetch a student from Africa.
有一次他在非洲在飞机上接就是接一个同学。
And he helped them, and he helped him with the luggage and bring him to the school.
在飞机上，他帮这个新来的同学提这个皮箱，带他到学院来。
The new student, thought that the school had sent someone to pick him up and to carry his luggage.
新同学以为是学院派一个仆人或者校丁来帮他提行李哦。
So when they arrived at the residence, student commanded Dr. Tong to pick up his luggage and bring him to his room.
一到学院，这个学生就吩咐这位帮他提行李，要把行李送到他的宿舍上面。
And Dr. Tong obediently obeyed and did as he had commanded.
韩牧师真的就顺服就。把他行李带到他的房间里面。
The next day, they have a opening service.
第二天，他们有这个早会欢迎会。
And Dr. Tong stand in front.
这个唐崇怀博士就站在这个台前。
And that student do not know where he can hide.
这同学就不知道要躲到哪里去了。
Brother and sister, the Lord wants us to be the servant.
神要我们当仆人。
One time, I was interviewing a student or giving greetings to one of the students.
有一次我也向一些同学问安。
And she's a little bit old.
她年纪比较大。
I said, where are you from?
我说你从哪里来。
And she was so happy that someone greeted her.
她很高兴有人问候她。
And she turned around and, where are you from?
她就问我，你也是从哪里来的。
What are you doing here?
你在这里干嘛？
And I said, I'm just one of the servants here.
我说我在这里服侍。
God wants us to be a servant leader in His community.
上帝要我们成为这个环境当中的主仆人的样子。
We would like BSOP to be a family.
我们是一个大家庭。
And in this family, we have brother and sister.
有主内的弟兄姐妹。
And we have some Akash parents.
有的好像是家长。
But we want this to be a community of love.
希望我们这个是有爱的一个团体。
May you speak to one another with love.
我们要彼此以爱相待。
And may you also share with your friends the love of God.
分享主的爱。
I'd like to share with you from the passage in Exodus chapter 17.
今天要看的经文在出埃及记十七章。
Let's read it, Exodus 17, verse 9, downward to the end.
出埃及记第十七章从第八节。
I request my wife to read for us. 第九节
到十六节，我就用中文念啊。大家一起念的哈，从九节一起来。如果你们有圣经，就打开圣经哈。第九节那些开始哈，一二三。摩西对耶稣亚说：“我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利亚人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利亚征战。摩西、亚伦与户儿都上了山顶。摩西何时举手，以色列就何时随手，一人就得胜。但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他一下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户儿捂着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住。直到日落的时候，耶稣亚用刀杀了亚玛利亚人王和他的百姓。耶和华对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给起名叫耶。”又说：“耶和华已经起了誓，必世世代代和亚玛利。”
This year we would like us to use the model of Christ in discipling his disciples.
我们今年想要大家学耶稣来训练门徒，带领门徒。
And we hope that we would be a training ground.
我们希望这个地方成为就是训练门徒的一个地方。
Be God's servant, the first thing that we need to do is we need to follow the command.
要做主的仆人呢，或者第一点就是要遵守命令。
Moses said to Joshua, choose some of the men and go out to fight the Amalekites.
摩西向耶稣说，你要选出一些人来去跟亚玛利人征战。
This is the first time in the scripture that mentioned about Joshua.
这里是摩西的名字耶稣亚的名字第一次被提到。
We do not know what's the background, how come he was chosen.
我们不知道为什么他是被摩西所拣选的。
It could be an opportunity for Joshua to excel himself.
可能是他的机会能够发挥他的才能。
Moses has go through a rigorous training, and God has given him that kind of rigorous training.
摩西本身呢，有经过一段很长的被神所锻炼的。
He had been under good training in Egypt for 40 years.
40年他在埃及的皇宫
He had been in the wilderness for 40 years.
40年又在旷野里被锻炼。
And this is a time wherein he can serve God for his last 40 years.
最后的40年，他要被神所用。
But notice that he.When he started to mentor Joshua,
当他开始带领耶稣亚的时候，
he gave him a very simple command.
他给耶稣亚一个很简单的吩咐。
And that command is to choose some of the men.
就是要去选出一些人来。
Why would Moses give that kind of command to Joshua?
为何他这样吩咐呢？
Because the Amalekites are coming down to fight against them.
因为亚玛利人下来要跟他们征战。
The Israelites has just gone through the Red Sea experience.
他们刚刚过了红海。
They were so happy.
他们很高兴。
That God had killed all the Egyptians.
上帝把埃及人已经灭了。
There's even a song there as Miriam led us into singing songs of praise to God.
他们都在一个海岸一起唱歌歌颂神。
But in the pilgrimage, as we walk towards heaven,
在这个路途我们 我们在人间过程当中
，there are obstacles and there are struggles。
我们有会面对很多的拦阻，很多的问题。
Sometimes the attack comes from the enemies。
有时候我们的敌人会攻打我们。
Sometimes it's come from within us。
也有从我们自己当中的一些挑战。
But everyone needs to come closer to our God。
但是我们只能够更靠近上帝。
In a community like BSOP。
好像我们这个属神的这个团体
，We have some mature leaders。
我们有比较成熟的
，We may have some God appointed leader like Moses。
也有一些神指定的一些领袖在我们当中
，And he will direct us into the right path。
领袖会指引我们怎么样往前行。
But notice we see Moses is a humble man。
我们看到这里，摩西很谦卑的态度。
He is accountable to。Some people out there.
他要向那个百姓负责任。
If we look at the life of Moses,
在他的生平当中
，you'll notice that he is, aside from being close to our God,
他除了与神亲近
，we know that he can listen to his father-in-law.
他也听他的
岳父的
一些指导。
He is someone that we can learn from.
我们可以向摩西学习。
But as someone like Joshua,
但是好像约书亚这种人呢
，He really grabbed that opportunity.
他也抓紧这个机会。
He followed the command of Moses.
服从命令。
We do not know how many people he chose.
我们不知道他有选了到底几个人来。
But he feels this is his time to excel himself.
他感觉这个是机会要遵命。
He did not like Moses who tried to say, Lord, I cannot do it.
他的反应没有像摩西跟神说，我不能，我不会。
He just followed the command.
他马上顺从。
I'm an NBA fan.
我是那个看这个 NBA 的球赛的。
I seldom watch TV.
我很少看电视。
But when there's an NBA, I like to watch it once in a while.
这几天有这个 NBA 球赛的时候，我就要看了。
If you follow the news, you will know that there are some good players there.
如果你有看过，你知道有一些很好的队员。
There are many good players actually in every team.
其实每一队都有很好的、很棒的队员。
But they have to follow the command.
但是每一个队员都要听那个顺从那个命令。
The coach will still say something to them.
他们的那个教练要吩咐的话，他们都要听。
One of them, Danny Green, shoots lots of trees.
其中有一位名叫 Danny Green, 他有三分速的那个球
And the coach still said, whether you shoot or not, I still want you to guard.
那个他的教练说，无论你是要打进去那个球篮，或者是做什么，我要你要防卫，要做防卫。
Run!
你要跑。
You have to listen.
你要听每一次的指挥。
The problem with today's world.
今天呢
？There are many people who knows the command.
很多人都知道这个条例条规。
There are things that are quite clear.
很清楚的我们的校方的一些原则。
But they just do not want to listen.
但是不一定每个人是要。
They may have their own interpretation.
他们有自己的解释。
They want to have their own exegesis.
要自己的翻译解释。
And sometimes we have problem there.
我们就有问题出来。
If you notice, we don't have a bell even in our dorm.
我们的宿舍都没有那个铃声打铃。
We don't have a bell right here in this administration building.
在这个行政楼也没有说有这个时钟打。
When we design it, we have to make a debate whether we want to have a bell or not a bell.
我们在设计这个行政楼，我们在讨论要不要放一个。钟声钟响了。
I argue strongly that we should not have a bell.
我一直说我们不需要有这个铃声来控制大家。
Because if we have a bell and if the bell is off,
我们如果按照这个钟声来行事呢？如果它钟声不响的时候或者停掉了。
And if our students or our members do not obey even without a bell.
我们的学生如果没有这个铃声都不会顺从呢怎么办
Then we are not successful in our training.
那我们的训练是失败的。
Every year during the exit interview,
每次学生要啊结束要回国的时候
，We heard many kind of requests。
我们会听同学毕业之前他们有一些的建议。
The schools should be stricter。
说学校要更严谨一点哦。
The schools should ask every student to sleep at 11 o'clock。
11点应该要全校熄灯。
The school should make sure that everyone would have their devotion.
每个人一定要有灵修每一天。
If you are the administration, what should you do?
如果你是在行政里面的，你要说什么？
Brother and sister, we are not the military camp.
我们不是训练军队的。
But if you want to be a disciple of our Christ,
但是如果要做主的门徒呢？
If you want to be a servant of God,
要做主的仆人，
you have to follow the simple command.
简单的命令我们要遵行。
One of the things that is vividly in my mind,
在我脑里很清楚的一幅画，
is before we have this beautiful building.
是还没有建筑这么漂亮的这个校园的时候，
we have a student who just had a heart attack.
我们有一同学刚刚有这个心脏发作。
And I tried to convince him that I'd like to put an aircon in his room.
我跟他说我要把一台的冷气放在你的房间。
I said you can pay for the fee.
你也可以付这个电费的。
And because I'm so afraid that he would die here at BSOP.
我很怕他会在学院死去哈。
But he said no to me.
他说不可以。
I want to follow the rules.
我要跟大家一样。
I want to follow everyone we are doing right here.
跟大家一样，一模一样，不要给我特权。
At that time, we do not have aircon at all.
我们那时候根本没有一台的冷气。
The first aircon that we have.
我们的第一台冷气机呢
？Someone wants to give it to my office.
有人要放在我的办公室。
But I put it in the faculty room.
我放在教室的那个。
不是教师，老师。
老师的那个。
Because I feel that if my faculty spend one additional hour in reading,
因为我说他们更有多时间在念的时候
，then our students would benefit.
他们多时间预备我们同学正得到福利。
I like to tell you a simple story when I was installed as the president.
当他们把我立成院长的时候。
On Friday, the board meeting.I have 1 hour lecture from my board chairman.
就他们要把我就是提升我当院长，我有一小时接受董事的训话，很严重，训话。
Because at that time, someone wants to donate a second-hand air condition to our library.
因为当时呢，有人要给我们第二手的那个冷气机放在图书馆，
I accepted gladly.
我马上接受了。
And he said, "Are you trying to allow them to live that comfortably at BSOP?"
因为我们董事是很节省的，他说你要学生要宠坏他们吗
？Are you trying to train the kind of person who cannot?Who cannot go to some impoverished place?
你训练同学不会受苦吗？吃苦吗
？I keep my mouth shut.
我只能够安静听他训话。
But brother, sister, or fellow members of BSOP, I listened to what the board said to me.
各位同学，我听了我们董事一位董事的话。
I do not fight against them.
我不需要跟他争论。
I did listen to what they said to me.
我只是听听。
And I follow what is the desire that they wish to have.
我就按照他们所要的。
If we want to be a servant of God,
如果要成为主的仆人，
we have to follow the command from our commander.
就要遵守我们的队长的话。
We have to listen.
要聆听顺从。
Sometimes we are too wise to make our own decision.
有时候我们太聪明了，自己做决定。
Moses and Joshua, they have a group.
摩西、耶稣他们是一群同工的。
Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of your men and go out to fight the Amalekites."
摩西对耶稣说：“你为我们选出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。”
Moses did not want him Joshua to just go there and fight the battle himself.
摩西不要让耶稣一个人出去征战。
Yes, churches in Asia, sometimes we tend to put our trust on in man, just one man.
在亚洲的教会，有时候我们把一切的期望都放在一个人身上。
In church history, we see some great men who can do it.
在教会历史上，我们看到在某个时代有很有要紧的人能够做成这个事工。
Dr. Stephen Tong would like me to have that kind of passion for the whole city.
唐崇荣牧师他要我有这种对城市的火热。
Yes, I have seen him preach to the whole group of 10,000 people.
我有看过他向大概一万人正道布道。
And then 4,000 would come forward and receive the gospel.
当时有四千人会到前面来接受福音。
Yes, there are many spiritual leaders who can do them the things by on themselves.
有很属灵的领袖能够这样一脚踢。
But we need companions, we need partners.
但是我们是需要团队同工的。
If you try to read through this passage, Moses has a group, a small group.
摩西就找一些小一群的人。
He had Aaron, he had Hur with him.
他有亚伦，也有霍尔。
And they went up to the mountain together with him.
他们陪他到山上去。
And he wants Joshua to select a group, some of the men.
他也要耶稣要找选出一些人跟他同在。
If we want to walk the path towards the cross,
我们走这个十字架的道路。
We need companion.
我们需要伙伴。
It is better for you to have some friends here in BSOP.
我们在飞圣要找一些朋友。
And especially someone who knows about you and can understand you.
特别能够认识你，能够了解你的人。
And someone who can accompany you to fight the battle.
能够与你一起征战。
In Asia, sometimes because of the shame nature.
亚洲因为有这个羞耻的文化。
Sometimes we dare not reveal our problems.
我们很难把自己的问题分享出来。
We sometimes just like to listen to testimony that are very successful.
我们只听听成功的见证。
How God answers our prayer.
神如何听我们的祷告。
How we win against the temptation.
我们如何胜过试探。
How we put aside all our wealth and come and follow Christ.
我们如何放弃一切来跟从上帝。
Yes, there are many who left behind many wealth and come and follow Christ.
果然很多人像你们就把一切放弃了来跟从耶稣。
Like Haniel would have given up a fortune to come and receive only 4,000.
我们的同学 Haniel 他也把很好的职分丢了。
I think many of us leave something aside.
我们都有为主所放弃的。
But sometimes, because of, through our small group, we should try to reveal our struggle.
但是我们有自己的挣扎，可以在小组关怀你的人分享。
And we can also ask our friends to pray for us.
我们也可以请同朋友为我们祷告。
The scripture did not tell us what happened in the battlefield.
圣经没有告诉我们详细这个征战的情况。
But we can try to guess the kind of battle.
我们可以想象那个征战的情况是怎么样的。
The companion will have to help Joshua.
当然，他的伙伴一定要跟他一起征战。
And Joshua will have to help his companion.
他们会彼此帮助。
And this is something that is needed today.
今天我们很需要这样的。
I do have some friends.
我自己有一群朋友。
There are friends who will try to affirm my gift.
有人肯定我的恩赐。
But there are also friends who speak very boldly to me.
也有一些人向我讲真话。
And some would even listen to some of the words that I said.
有人很注意我所讲的每一句话。
Aside from my wife being my good critics.
我的太太也是一个我的很好的一个什么同伴
督助我、yeah.
督助他的人
And I do have some friends who speak very boldly
我也有一些朋友他们很敢向我讲真话
One time I was leading a service
有一次我在带领聚会
And I was trying to press someone because of his faithfulness to God
那时候我正在称赞一个人对主很忠心
Although he is a poor man
他是贫穷一点的人。
And he would, every month he would bring 200 pesos with a kalesa to bring it to my home.
他会坐马车把200块飞币来奉献。
And that money is for BSOP.
是给非圣的奉献。
I was so appreciative of his faithfulness.
我欣赏他的忠心。
I appreciate, although he is not a rich man.
虽然他不是有钱人。
But he dared to give.
但是他肯这样奉献出来。
My critic is seated down there.
有一个我的
朋友。
朋友或者能够我的好朋友，真的朋友。
And he said, you should not talk about money.
他说你在台上不要一直讲钱的事。
You should not even say the amount.
你不要讲那个数目，也不要讲出来啊。
You just say he is a faithful giver.
只说他是忠心的奉献者就够了。
Should I listen to him or should I listen to my own feeling?
我要不要听他的话呢？
It's not easy to listen to critics.
有时候我们不容易听那个在批判我们的人。
But if you have a group who is honest with you,
如果你有一群对你真实批判的人，
and we hope that BSOP will become that community.
我们也希望非圣有这种的很好的积极的批判
团体。We hope that the care and share will be kind of supportive group.
希望我们的关怀小组也能够这样做。
And you dare to say truthful words.
就是用爱心讲诚实话。
You dare to share your struggles.
你能够安心的分享你的挣扎，
and you certainly can grow together.
就能够大家一起成长。
Sometimes we only want to share good things about what God has given to us.
往往我们只能够只分享成功的。
Yes, that can encourage us.
那些可以鼓励大家。
But we also need to share some of our failures.
但是我们的失败也可以分享。
One time, this critic of mine, he just offered a big gift to BSOP.
有一次，一个很喜欢就是批判我的人，他要把一大包钱给飞圣。
And I was writing a text to him.
我就发短信给他。
And it's at 4 o'clock in Indonesia.
那时候我在印尼是4点钟。
And I'm using my cell phone who had the predictive text.
我的手机会马上帮你有些自动的给你一些字。
I said, thank God for your generous gift.
我说很高兴你慷慨的奉献。
Do you know what my cell phone changes that word?
那个手机就自己换那个词哈。
Thank God for your genocide.
就是说谢谢你的那个就是末屠杀人屠杀的。
Instead of generous, I said genocide.
那个他没有把那个慷慨而反人
放
出来的就是
屠杀人。To someone none other than my critics.
刚好是发给那个我很好的那个批判的朋友。
I really mistakenly this was forward to him.
我已经给他发出去了。
And he texts back very angrily and said, "Read your text before you send to me."
他就很生气，你先读一下，还没有发给我东西，要先看一下，看清楚哦。
We remain good friends.
我们仍然是好朋友。
Every time when I see him,
每次我看到他，
I would use my ears to listen to his criticism.
我就会聆听他有什么话要对我说。
Of course, he does have his own struggle.
他也自己有他的挣扎。
He is too strict to his children.
他对自己孩子也非常的严谨。
But I listen to him.
但是我学习聆听他。
If you have different groups of friends,
如果你有不同的群的朋友。
And you will become more of a mature person.
你就越来越成熟。
And Joshua find his companion.
耶稣亚找到伙伴同行。
And in this road to serving our God,
就在这个服侍神的道路上，
many of us would have different spiritual gifts.
我们有不同的属灵恩赐。
Some of us could be someone who can encourage others.
有些人是很会鼓励的。
Some of us may excel in preaching.
有些人是讲道型的。
Some of us may excel in administration.
有人有行政的细胞。
But we need to help one another grow.
我们能够彼此同工成长。
And try to listen and find your companion.
彼此聆听，彼此帮助。
If you're open to this kind of balance, check and balance.
如果你能够这样的开放。
If you're willing to allow your outlines to be looked at by your friends and classmates.
如果你能够愿意把你要讲到的大纲能够给大同学看一看。
I'm sure you can improve your preaching.
你会成长的。 在讲道方面。
We need companion.
我们需要伙伴。
Thirdly,
第三点，
We need to finish the commission.
我们要完成使命。
In verse 10 it says, Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill.
第十节说，于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战，摩西、亚伦与户儿都上了山顶。
Moses fought the Amalekites and he concentrated on that.
摩西就这样完成这个与亚玛利人征战的事。
We need to finish our task.
我们要完成任务。
It's not easy to finish well.
我们要完美的结束是不容易的。
And we need to really fight. We need to focus.
我们要有坚定或者是注意力。
Although the scripture only used a very simple sentence there.
虽然这几句话是很简单。
But we can think through some of the possible principles that we can follow.
我们可以思考有一些更深的原则在里面。
He can finish the commission because he concentrate.
我们知道他能够完成任务，他非常的专心专意。
And he do it.
他也例行，就是执行出来。
He just do it.
他就执行了。
Now you have opportunity to come and study at BSOP.
现在你们有机会来飞圣念书。
There are many assignments that comes from the faculty.
每个老师有不同的功课要求。
You need to do it.
你们要执行每科目的要求。
You need to concentrate on it.
要专一的做
成。You need to finish the task and give it to your faculty at the end of the quarter.
要完成你该尽的任务，在
这个学期前。There should be no excuses.
不能有什么借口。
You shouldn't say I'm sick.
不能说我生病了。
I have so many work on practicum.
我还有很多实习要。做的事。
I have this and I have that.
我有这个那个。
Concentrate.
要专一。
Finish the commission.
把你的任务完成。
I'd like to share with you that both of us just finished a book.
院长师母跟我们两个人刚刚完成结晶书哦。
And we have finished an English book.
是英文的结晶书。
And when I'm in the midst of writing, I was given another opportunity to write another book.
在我在写这三本的小先知的结晶书当中，还有一个要求要我帮另外一个作者写另外一本书啊。
My wife said, "How can you do it?"
我说你，我太太说，为什么还要接受另外一个要求
？But I saw it's so easy because it's Old Testament.
因为另外一个也是旧约的，我说很简单啊。
Oh, it's just reading and sharing.
就是把我的心得分享啊。
But God is faithful.
但是神实在是恩典。
If you want to finish the commission,
如果你要专一完成的你的任务呢？
He will give you enough grace to finish.
他的恩典够用。
And I can testify that God is so faithful.
神非常的信实可靠。
God.Can help us finish the task.
上帝可以帮助我们完成我们的任务。
Are you willing to join the battle?
你要不要参与这个属灵的征战？
It start with Moses.
像摩西一样。
He select a young person by name of Joshua.
选择耶稣亚。
Joshua is someone who is willing to follow the command.
耶稣亚。乐意遵行命令。
And he find the companions,
他也挑选到了伙伴。
And he was able to finish the task.
他也能够完成他的任务。
If you read the last few verses there,
如果你念这最后几节的经文呢？
The Lord has made another instruction to Moses.
上帝又给摩西另外一个吩咐。
But he said, make sure that Joshua would know it.
他说你要特别啊。要把这段话这句话跟耶稣亚讲哦。
This morning I was trying to read the Hebrew text.
早上我看了这个希伯来的这个原文怎么写。
He said, place these words in the ears of Joshua.
原文就是把这些话我要跟你讲的放在耶稣亚的耳边。
Wow, I was touched.
我说这么漂亮的图画。
Joshua was just an ordinary person.
耶稣啊只不过是普通的一个跟随的。
He could just be one of us.
他可能是我们其中的一位。
He could just be a teenager.
可能是一个很普通的青年人。
But the Lord actually affirmed his gift.
上帝肯定他的恩赐。
The Lord even wants him to know more.
上帝要他更多的知道。
And we know that he did it.
他完成任务
and he will do it.
他会继续完成他的任务
Brother and sister, God can use you.
弟兄姐妹，上帝可以用你
If you are willing to listen to his command.
只要你乐意的遵行
If you have a heart's desire to finish the task.
你有心志要完成你的任务
Every one of us may come from different backgrounds.
我们从不同的背景来
You may not have a good background of studying.The Bible, and so you find it hard to study it.
我们可能没有一样有很好的圣经的基础。
But in our experience,
但是在我们的经验当中
，if you are willing to put time,
如果你肯花时间
，and if you are willing to pray to God for wisdom,
向神求智慧
，if you are willing to walk the first step,
出来信心踏上第一步
，then God will do the rest.
上帝会负责一切的。
The writing of books is not easy for two of us.
要写书是对我们来讲是不容易的。
I sometimes sat there and do not have any words.
有时候我坐下来不知道要写什么字。
And I have to pray to God, Lord, help me.
我们要向神，我们就求神帮助。
But as you start writing,
当我们嘛第一开始写的时候
，It's just like that pen continue to flow.
好像那个。活水就涌进，就是不能够停。
And that wisdom comes from God.
智慧是从神来的。
If God give us a task,
上帝如果给我们一个任务，
He will give us grace to finish the task.
他必定恩典够我们完成。
Let us walk with Him.
我们要跟他同行。
Let us follow His command.
遵守他的命令。
Let's start here at BSOP.
从飞升开始。
Let's pray.
一起祷告。
Father God, we want to thank you because you got the good example here in the scripture for us to follow. May we, like Joshua, who is willing to walk with you and follow the command. Thank you, Lord, for Joshua. 主耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你借着耶稣的这个故事教导我们，愿我们愿意遵行你的命令，愿我们也可以完成你所托付给我们的任务。主耶稣，谢谢你。求你继续的修剪我们，让我们愿意听校方或是我们的同室友或是其他同工有时候告诉我们的一些重要的提醒，愿主你恩待我们，奉主耶稣祈求，
阿门，阿门。